And I am joined in the studio live by Hunt and Darton. And
hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Good
hi,
morning.
Hi, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you were very punctual. You arrived bang on 20 past 11, and here we are bang on 11:30. So far, so good.
It's rare, but it did it. You know, we did it. We made it today.
What could possibly go wrong?
So loads.
Let's talk first of all about the thing you've come to talk about, the Watch Out Festival and Radio Local. So who? Will it be Hunt or will it be Darton who's going to set the scene? What's this all about?
Darton, over here.
I'm going to go first.
Is going to set the scene.
Okay. Darton. I'm going to attempt to set the scene. Yes, so we're very excited. We're making a brand new piece of work, which is called 24-Hour Radio Local.
Yes.
It's
24 Radio Local.
That's 24 hours of us on a radio show, in a radio show. So the work takes place on Cambridge Leisure Park. We are sat inside our self-made radio studio set for a whole 24 hours, and we're hijacking your airwaves here at 105. You're going to be broadcasting us live for the duration.
And what kind of, I suppose what we also need to know is the kind of things you do, because you are artists, aren't you?
We are.
It's a dirty word, isn't it? Artists. There we are. That is what we are. So what we are attempting to do is build the show with the general public.
Right.
So you can come down to the Leisure Park on the day, 27th.
Of May.
Great. And make the show with us. So technically it's a deconstruction of a radio show. So yes. That's the crux. That's what's fun. That's what makes it art.
Right. And is this a new installation?
Brand new information.
We started making it about a year ago, and we scratched it last year at the Watch Out Festival. We did it for about an hour, and then we've been developing it since. We like this idea of doing it over quite an extreme duration so that we can build a genuine kind of community.
That's 24 hours we're going to be there. We are not having a break, just to be clear. Yeah. It will be me and Darton. So that's Hunt and Darton there for the whole time. So we need support. People need to come down. People need to bring us stuff. You know, we're not going to leave.
Yeah, because it wouldn't, you know, it's not...
Are we allowed to go to the toilet?
There will be a port-a-loo for us.
Oh, phew. Yeah. Phew. Phew.
And what about the whole thing of radio, the concept of radio? How did you get that idea? Have you done radio? Or?
We haven't done radio. We are quite interested in working within pre-existing formats.
Right.
So for a number of years, we have been touring a piece called Hunt and Darton Cafe, which we've done in Cambridge.
Been to Cambridge
twice.
I haven't been to that. I heard about it. That was at the Junction, wasn't it?
We did it in a shop on the Heights.
You?
So it was on Regent Street, and then it was on Bridge Street. So we set up a pop-up cafe in an empty shop for the month.
Just in case anyone wants to remember us, we were wearing pineapples on our heads.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of your listeners must have seen the pictures.
We met such wonderful people in Cambridge, so we hope to see them again.
So we really like taking this pre-existing format of a cafe, and this time it's a radio, and then playing within that.
Everything that's important as well to what is local, what is community, genuinely talking to people, not just rocking up and then leaving as if we, you know, with a passive audience. We want everyone to be involved. So the radio is the heart of a local, and Cambridge 105 couldn't be more local.
No. So. Well, and when you decided to do this show, did you know that Cambridge had a community radio station that you could collaborate with?
You came down to our cafe and did a fabulous interview with us when we were there. And so we were already turned on to Cambridge 105.
We were, yeah. And it was just a natural... We just thought, yes, we need to collaborate with you on this.
And was it... Was the idea of the radio installation in your minds anyway, or was it meeting us that made you think about that? Or?
You led us on to what made it important to broadcast it to the community, to the online community, or to the live listeners, as well as we see it as a stage show live as well, so the interaction's there. But you made us interested in broadcast, and so that developed the project
definitely
in a really exciting way. And we've had to learn technology.
We've had to learn how to do it properly.
Yeah, and you know.
So you've been learning about radio shows and
just
how
to be clear, we are not presenters.
We don't know what we're doing.
No. We're going to be growing with the 24 hours in our ability or inability to actually broadcast.
Well, there you go. Well, if you're not a presenter and you don't know what you're doing, you get on well with me.
We're hoping Ian you might come down over the weekend and give us a bit of voice coaching.
Yeah,
and
we want tips. We want tips.
Critique of how well we're doing. We thought we could do some of that live.
What
do you think of our radio voices?
I think you've got very good radio voices.
Thank goodness for that. It's a good start.
Definitely. It is a good start.
It's
going
to be okay.
And we should also say that going back to the show, or the installation, sorry, I'm going to call it a show. Do you call it a show?
It could be called a show.
I like the word show.
Show.
Show. Stuff's going to happen. There's other artists involved. We've got pre-recorded programmes as well as the live content. So it's a show, definitely.
And the show that you did previously, the one with the cafe, you toured that all over the place, including the Edinburgh Fringe, didn't you?
Yeah, and including China as well. We went to Shanghai and Beijing and Guangzhou with it. Yes, it's gone far and wide.
I bet they loved it in China.
We've got the same aspirations for this project. So
they did love it in China. We had to find what they call bread out there to make our afternoon tea sandwiches, and that was quite a challenge. Mm. So everything looked a little bit like bread or a little bit like ham, but it was definitely a different version.
It was, yeah.
But we persevered. We took out an entire case of Battenberg.
Did you?
We did indeed.
We did, yeah.
So China knows Battenberg now.
You bribed them with Battenberg.
Absolutely.
We did.
Sounds like a good... And in terms of the audience participation,
yes,
because people...
Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, we know when we go and do outside broadcasts that it's quite hard work to sometimes get people to come and talk to you. You know,
yes.
People are shy.
Yeah.
Often people who've got something to plug or promote will come and talk to you. But if you just grab people, as you sometimes need to do when you're doing a live broadcast, that can be hard because English people particularly are quite reserved.
We know all about that, I think.
We have got a lot of experience with that.
Yeah, that's what we know about.
Yeah, most of the work we make is outdoors in the public realm. But yeah, there's lots to come down for. So we've thought about this. We've been working on this.
I'm going to use the word... fun.
Yeah, that's true. There will be
fun. I'm going to extend to family fun.
Family fun.
There's loads for everyone.
Free family fun.
Right.
We'll give you some examples.
Go on.
What have we got in store for them? So when you turn up, you can make your own jingle.
Oh, wow.
We've got a little production shed that you can
enter.
What
do you want our jingle to sound like? Come down and play it for us.
Yeah. We've got some little instruments. People can come along and record their own jingle, which will then be played back as part of the show.
It's a competition as well.
We've got lots of competitions and games. One of my favourite competitions is our dating competition.
This is a good
one.
We're
looking for two people to come
reality,
down.
Reality radio.
Reality
this
radio
is reality
here.
Radio.
They're going to come down to the studio. We're going to pay for them to go to the cinema together.
Right.
After the cinema experience, we're going to interview them. If that went well, we're going to pay for them to go to one of the many chain restaurants on the leisure park.
Ooh,
if that goes well, we're going to pay for them to stay in the travel lodge.
Ooh.
And then we're going to interview them the next morning.
I see.
So we're definitely looking for contestants for that.
Well, that sounds very interesting.
It's very interesting.
There's also our Agony Aunt programme.
What is your problem?
What is your problem? So if anyone's got any problem, they can come down. We're going to have a nice blackboard where people can chalk up their problems, and then throughout the 24 hours, we're going to be taking that person's problem.
I think my favourite actually might be the baking show.
Oh, the baking show.
So we're in the middle of a leisure park. How are we going to make this happen? So we're going to be asking people to bake in various different places around Cambridge and bring it to us, and we will obviously tell them what we think. Critique.
Excellent.
Their baking skills.
Haven't got Mary... Mary Berry's not going to be appearing at any stage, is she?
We would love her to come down, but she's busy that day. She's busy that day, so you've just got us. But we have a quite alternative criteria always.
We do.
You know, we like things with height. It's not just about taste. We like absurdity.
So
And tropicalness.
Well, I thought when you said height, I thought you meant, you know, people's sponges have got to rise.
Well, you know,
that's height, isn't it?
That is height. So, you know, you've made it a technicality, but it's true. Darton likes to do a wobble test.
Yeah.
It's a movement literacy where she'll wobble your cake 20 times from a height. And depending how structurally sound that is, we'll obviously go towards whether they win or not.
Another one of our criteria is the cake that looks most like my face as well, which, you know, so it's a challenging
competition. She does have an impact face, so. Yeah.
And how long has it taken you? I mean, I'm assuming you're still working on the format, but how long has it taken you to put the concept together?
It's very exciting. At the moment, we've been living in the Coleridge Ward, in and around Cambridge Leisure for the past week, along with three other artists that we've invited along to stay with us this week. So we've all been out there collecting lots of pre-recorded material and engaging with people that live in and around the leisure park.
Cool.
So we've all been very busy meeting people, knocking on doors, collecting this week. It's been a really sort of interesting week. But we'll be making it right up to the the minute before we start. No.
Yeah. And when you start, it's the 27th of May.
27th of May, midday.
From noon at the junction, the festival pass, £20, £15 for concessions. And there's going to be lots of other stuff happening.
There's
loads of
amazing work programmed. We're obviously outside, so you can see us without anything. But we would highly recommend buying that. It's a bargain. £20 for all that theatre.
It's wow, brilliant. It sounds cool. Yeah. And we're looking forward to it too. Listen, we're out of time, but it's been terrific to talk to both of you, to Hunt and to Darton. Just remind us, so it's Radio Local is the name of the piece.
It is, yeah.
It starts at midday on Saturday the 27th of May, and the whole Watch Out Festival runs from that point. There's lots of other things going on inside. Mm. And we will speak again, I know, because we're going to be there with you, helping you with it. So thank you to the pair of you for coming on to Cambridge 105.
Thank you.
Hunt and Darton there, yeah.